Sonny. The strange name was just a string of numbers. Blockchain, throw it on the pile with the others. Blue flame like the oven. Weed lube, weed butter. Don't get them confused. Whatever you do, I wasn't rude, but green eggs and ham I had to refuse. Scrawl doodles while the beat loops. Slurp noodles out of clear soup. Delivery fee is oof. My guy won't
look. Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Hello, everyone. This is WMUC News, FM College Park, and this is the weekly roundup, but unfortunately, we do not have a show for you this week, as our UMD students are gearing back up after spring break. So we're going to be listening to my music for the next 30 minutes. Shout out to Zachary with a K in East Hampton for inspiring this playlist. Check us out next week and check out WMUC News, the website, and you can see some of our web stories. But in the meantime, this is Who's Crying Now by Journey.
Caught on a one-way street, a taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow, somewhere. One love feeds the fire, one heart burns desire, one love who's crying out.
Two hearts born to love, who be Yeah. Thing all that you've got.
Cruising, yeah.
causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. And I'll
jumps around when I'm alluded to. This will not do, 'cause I was raised up to be admired, to be noticed. But when you're withdrawn, it's the closest thing to a soap when all eyes are on you. This will not do.
Hello, it is 5:33 and you are listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio. That was the Billboard Hot 100's number 4 song, American Girls by Harry Styles. I'm WMUC News producer Carrie alongside Kira. This week, we'll be giving you coverage on some iconic shows, both returning to the TV and heading out. So, tomorrow night, on March 24th, Hannah Montana's 20th anniversary special will air on Disney+. The special was actually inspired by a lie. Miley Cyrus began promoting the special before it was confirmed by Disney. She shared with Variety magazine that decades later, people still approach her specifically mentioning Hannah Montana when she travels, proving to her that her connection with the character is still prominent to herself and everyone else. When she began promoting the non-existent show, fans went crazy. She sent Disney the public's reactions to encourage the company to follow through with the special. Cyrus has proven her own excitement for this, sharing that she cut and dyed her hair to match Hannah's, prepared a brand new song, and invited fellow Disney alumni Selena Gomez to appear on the show. Along with preparing new content that will be for the public tomorrow, Cyrus shared her opinion on the past. Quote, "A lot of artists feel like to become the next version of themselves, they have to leave something behind. I would rather take every little piece of all the things that I've been and create a mosaic of exactly who I am now." End quote. So, Kira, what was your favorite show on Disney Channel growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I was such a Disney Channel kid. I probably watched every single one, but my two favorites, I would have to say, are Suite Life on Deck and Phineas and Ferb. I loved all, like, the girly ones, too, but I don't know why those two, like, to this day, I will go back and rewatch and enjoy every episode just as much. And specifically why I like Suite Life on Deck over the Suite Life of Zack and Cody, I don't know, because I know that's probably an unpopular opinion, but the cruise ship vibes, like, it is just immaculate.
Okay, you just reminded me that the Suite Life of Zack and Cody exists. I was going to say Good Luck Charlie, which is probably my second favorite. But Suite Life, I think I like the Suite Life more than Suite Life on Deck. But those were both so, so good growing up. Zack and Cody were just hilarious on screen. Oh my gosh, they were both the best.
No, literally. Like, even to this day, like, when I see, like, Cole and Dylan Sprouse, like, doing stuff, I'm like, oh my god, like, it will never be them doing those shows. Like, I am so happy to see things like Hannah Montana making a comeback, because that was such my childhood, and I love when the stars in it, like, loved it just as much as, like, we all did.
Me too. It almost makes me kind of sad when, with certain shows, like, some members of the cast definitely want to do a reboot, but it's not happening because other people don't. But you also started answering my second question, because various TV shows have made an anniversary comeback, from iCarly to The Flintstones. So do you think most older shows should do anniversary reboots, or just leave them be?
I feel like I have two sort of sides to this, because one, like, I will say, I love when a celebrity will, if they had a good experience, of course, reflect on and, like, react to and acknowledge the fact that, hey, you were on Disney Channel and that's how you started and that's how people started supporting you and it's a big part of your life. And, like, the way Miley Cyrus is doing it, I think, is a great way to show that, because it really is exciting to see them sort of redoing that. However, when I think about the actual TV show reboots and trying to make, for example, like, another iCarly, just, like, they're old and there are new young people, I don't really like that as much. And I think that is a lot more reflective of, like, okay, do you have other things to be doing, or is that the only thing you did? Versus something like this, where Miley Cyrus very much has a career, but she's still willing to acknowledge and come back to her roots and, like, have a little event kind of thing going on, just a special, not like a full TV show.
I fully agree with that. I think, especially with children's shows, they shouldn't be continued, because then they're no longer a children's show. If all of the characters are in their 30s, it just adds a weird vibe to the original feeling of the show. But I think it'll be really exciting tomorrow if anyone does watch Hannah Montana's special, because I think it'll be very clear that Miley Cyrus is super into it. So here is an on-brand music break, The Climb by Miley Cyrus herself.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
All right, now let's get into some Bachelor Nation drama. The 22nd season of ABC's reality dating show The Bachelorette, which was set to air on Sunday, will no longer be coming to TV or streaming. The season, which had already completed filming, featured Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star Taylor Frankie Paul. The decision was made on Thursday after TMZ published a video from 2023 showing Paul physically attacking her then-boyfriend Dakota Mortensen. The video shows Paul throwing three chairs at Mortensen while a child, supposedly her daughter, cries in the background. In a statement to NBC News, a representative for Paul called the video the, quote, latest installment of Mortensen's never-ending, desperate, attention-seeking, destructive campaign to harm Taylor without any regard for the consequences of for their child, end quote. Mortensen told Entertainment Weekly that he denies these claims and is focusing on his son. The video matches a February 2023 incident in Utah that led to Paul's arrest on charges of assault, criminal mischief, and commission of domestic violence in the presence of a child. Court records show that Paul agreed to plead guilty to the aggravated assault charge and has been serving 36 months of probation. She claims she never hurt her children. We do not know if this season will ever air. So, do you think it was a smart choice by ABC to choose Paul as the Bachelorette?
My jaw was absolutely dropped as you were reading that. Again, I love when you come in with a story that I know nothing about because it's extra entertaining for me. Absolutely not. I don't know how Paul was chosen as a bachelorette. That is absolutely insane. And I feel like the show, I mean, I'm sure the season would be entertaining, but I don't think it should air. I don't think that would be very comfortable for anyone involved.
No, I agree. Like, I fully understood, I guess, the choice to, like, choose a reality TV star and try and bring in more viewers that way, because I know that people haven't really been watching that show as much recently, especially with things like Love Island coming on. However, this information already existed because the incident happened in 2023, and, like, yeah, nobody had seen the video, I don't think, but, like, people had known that this had happened, so choosing her, I definitely think, was very questionable, and, I mean, personally, for the drama in me, I would love to see this season one day, but for now, I guess I'm just going to have to wait. So do you have a favorite reality TV show? Are there any that you're into?
I think, so I never got into Love Island. I saw a lot of clips on it on social media, but I never, like, personally sat down and watched it. I think my favorite, I don't know if this is a full-on reality TV show. I think it's a little bit scripted, but my favorite would be Dance Moms. I think it's so entertaining. I went through a phase in high school where my friends and I would just binge it during class, but it was always so funny. So even if it was scripted, I don't really mind.
No, I agree. I feel like everyone went through their Dance Moms phase, and, like, even now on TikTok, if I see, like, a clip, I'll always watch it. Mine currently, which, like, is, like, reality competition, I guess, RuPaul's Drag Race. I've been keeping up with the most recent season, and it is genuinely, I think, one of the most entertaining shows out there. Between the drama, the competition, everything, like, I'm just fully entertained. All right, and now let's get into another music break. Here's the song Dracula by Tame Impala featuring Jenny.
Coming for
All right, now it is time for our Drop the Pop pop quiz. So my question for you today, Kira, is do you know when the very first episode of The Bachelorette aired?
Wow, that's a hard one. I mean, I'm going to have to go. Okay, we've got 22 seasons, so ballpark, I'm going to say like 2002.
That's actually when The Bachelor, like, started. But The Bachelorette is 2003.
Oh, I was so close. I'll get them next time.
Yeah, it's close enough, in my opinion. So that is all that we have for this week. I am Carrie.
And I'm Kira.
Thank you so, so much for listening. Tune in to WMUC News every Monday at 5 p.m. and Drop the Pop at 5:30 p.m. on 90.5 FM. Or just visit WMUCFM at wmuc.umd.edu. We are leaving you today with The Blonde by TV Girl. Until then, this has been
Drop the Pop.
Attention. With April 15th coming, doing your own taxes doesn't have to be intimidating.
Meet H&R Block online. Just drag and drop last year's return, then follow the clear step-by-step instructions. And if you need it, expert help is just a click away.
Meet the April 15th deadline at hrblock.com.
One, two, three, up!